Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Saturday, October 5th. Joining us today are Eric and Kate. Our topic is medical misconceptions. Let's start with a common belief about organ donation. Eric, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, Ted, it's absolutely ridiculous to think that being an organ donor makes emergency crews less likely to save you. That's pure nonsense. Medical professionals are bound by a strict code of ethics to save lives, period. We're talking about doctors and paramedics who've dedicated their lives to helping people. The idea that they'd let someone die just to harvest organs is not only insulting, but completely detached from reality.
Actually, I've heard plenty of stories about people being declared dead prematurely to harvest their organs. It's a real concern for many people I know.
Kate, come on. That's blatant fear-mongering. There's zero credible evidence to support such wild claims. Organ donation saves countless lives every year. We're talking
about... But how can we be absolutely sure? The system isn't nearly transparent enough. People have a right to be skeptical about what happens behind closed doors in hospitals. We hear about medical mistakes.
Interesting points from both of you. Now let's discuss another common misconception. What about the belief that reading in the dark damages your eyesight?
That's another myth that needs busting, Ted. Reading in dim light might cause temporary discomfort, sure, but there's no scientific evidence of any long-term damage to your eyes. Our eyes are incredibly adaptable organs. They might feel strained for a bit, but they bounce back just fine. It's like how your legs might feel sore after a long walk, but you're not doing any lasting harm.
But many people experience serious eye strain and headaches from reading in low light. That can't possibly be good for you. I mean, if it hurts, isn't that your body telling you to stop?
You're confusing temporary symptoms with permanent damage. Those are just short-term discomforts, not signs of lasting harm. It's crucial to distinguish between momentary inconvenience and
I think we should err on the side of caution here. Better safe than sorry when it comes to our eyesight, right? Why risk it if we don't have to? Our eyes are precious.
That kind of thinking leads to unnecessary fear and misinformation, Kate. We should be educating people based on scientific facts, not unfounded worries. Spreading these myths can
Facts can change, Eric. What we think is safe now might be proven harmful later. Look at how many times settled science has been overturned throughout history. We shouldn't be
Let's look at a historical parallel. The belief that ulcers were caused by stress and spicy foods was widely accepted until the 1980s. How does this relate to our discussion?
Excellent example, Ted. It perfectly illustrates how medical knowledge evolves over time. We now know that ulcers are primarily caused by H. pylori bacteria, not stress or spicy foods. This discovery completely revolutionized how we treat ulcers. It's a testament to the power of scientific inquiry and how our understanding of the human body is constantly improving. It shows that we should always be open to new evidence and willing to change our beliefs when faced with solid research.
But it also shows how the medical establishment can be dead wrong for decades. People suffered needlessly for years because of this misconception. How many other facts are we clinging to now?
That's precisely why we should trust the current scientific consensus, Kate. Science is self-correcting. When new evidence emerges, practices change. That's the beauty of the scientific method.
But how long do people have to suffer before these changes happen? The system is too slow and too resistant to new ideas. By the time the establishment admits it's wrong, countless people have already...
Interesting debate. Now, how does this historical example relate to current medical beliefs that might be challenged in the future?
It teaches us to keep an open mind, but also to trust the scientific process, Ted. We shouldn't jump on every new theory without solid evidence to back it up. The ulcer example shows that major shifts in medical understanding do happen, but they're based on rigorous research, not hunches or anecdotes. We need to strike a balance between being receptive to new ideas and maintaining a healthy skepticism until those ideas are properly vetted.
I disagree completely. We should question everything, especially when it comes to our health. Blind trust in the system is dangerous. Look at how many times Big Pharma has been caught hiding side effects or...
Questioning is fine, Kate, but dismissing expert consensus based on hunches or anecdotes is downright irresponsible. It's that kind of thinking that leads to anti-vax movements and other
dangerous... Experts can be wrong, as your ulcer example proves. People should trust their instincts more. Sometimes a patient knows their body better than any doctor. We shouldn't discount personal experiences just because they don't
Instincts aren't a substitute for rigorous scientific research, Kate. That's a dangerous path to go down. It leads to people rejecting life-saving treatments based on gut feelings or internet rumors.
Sometimes instincts lead to breakthroughs that science missed. We shouldn't discount that. How many medical discoveries started with a hunch or an observation that went against the grain? We need to be open to
all. Let's discuss the future. How do you think medical misconceptions will evolve in the next decade?
I believe we'll see a greater emphasis on personalized medicine, debunking the one-size-fits-all approach to treatment. With advances in genetics and AI, we'll be able to tailor treatments to individual patients like never before. This will likely challenge many current beliefs about how diseases should be treated. We might find that what works for one person doesn't work for another due to genetic differences. It's an exciting frontier that could revolutionize healthcare.
I think alternative therapies will gain more recognition as people become disillusioned with traditional medicine. More and more folks are turning to holistic approaches, and I think that trend will continue. People are tired of
That's a concerning trend, Kate. Many alternative therapies lack scientific backing and can be downright dangerous. We can't abandon evidence-based medicine in favor of unproven treatments. That's a recipe for...
People are sick and tired of being pumped full of drugs, Eric. Natural remedies have been used for centuries with great success. There's wisdom in traditional medicine that modern science often ignores. We need to be more...
Longevity has increased dramatically thanks to modern medicine, not natural remedies. We can't ignore that fact. Vaccines, antibiotics, and advanced surgical techniques have saved countless lives. Turning our backs on these advancements
would be... But at what cost? Side effects, addiction, and over-medication are rampant problems. The opioid crisis is a perfect example of how modern medicine can go horribly wrong. We need to find a better balance between traditional
Interesting
and
perspectives. Lastly, how do you think technology will impact medical misconceptions in the future? Thank you both for this lively discussion. It's clear that medical misconceptions will continue to evolve alongside advances in science and technology. The key takeaway seems to be the importance of critical thinking and staying informed as we navigate the complex world of healthcare.